Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday, June 17th, 2021. Thank you for joining us on the special broadcast. Right now, Putin, Biden had a meeting just yesterday, and guess what? Completely made Biden look like an idiot. Can I say that? Is it okay for me to say that? Well, SEC rules or anything like that? Is it okay? But before we get into all of this, please do me a favor. Get out your mobile device. Text WILL to 88202. Mm-hmm. You get awesome information that you need to know about from American Truth Project. Please do that for me. Text WILL to 88202. Putin, he made Biden look like a lost puppy, my opinion. What do you think, Shannon?
You know, Biden, first of all, I was really amazed of how willing Putin was to talk to even our liberal media. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he had so much that he wanted to say about Biden and what's happening in America right now and make these liberal news outlets look like a bunch of hypocrites. It was crazy. And then Biden, he pretty much kept, he really reacted poorly to the press.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think Putin showed a lot of strength. I think Biden showed a lot of weakness. I don't know.
I think you're absolutely right. Biden got on the world stage, and he could not rise to the occasion. The prime example, they had a three-hour meeting. And then after the three-hour meeting, most leaders, when they have meetings like that, they come out together, they stand in front of the press together, and they talk about, not everything, mind you, but they talk about some of the stuff that they discuss in that meeting.
Yeah.
That didn't take place here.
Right.
And the reason why it didn't take place is because they wanted to prepare the Q&A with Biden before he went out and talked to the people.
Absolutely. He cannot handle off-the-cuff questions, which we have seen repeatedly over and over again. It is absolutely tradition. It happened with Biden. It happened with Bush. It happened with President Trump. When these world leaders, such as Trump with North Korea, Trump with Putin, Trump with France, he would always come out. They would come out together and face the press together. That did not happen. And the reason why it didn't happen was the choice of the Biden administration. People actually said that they were worried it would be a sign of weakness on Biden, and it absolutely was.
Mm-hmm.
Biden cannot handle taking questions without being told what to say, who to call on. He is an absolute puppet.
Oh, my goodness.
It is disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to what Biden says here. This just proves what we're talking about.
Shouldn't you play?
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
Listen to that. The Associated Press, AP, which is a total leftist liberal media outlet, communist even. He's going to call on them. He just said it right there. This is after his meeting with Putin, but Putin went out there first. I just wanted to play that clip first. I wanted to play that first just so people can hear it. Let me play it one more time. I just want people to hear this is the reason why he didn't go out there with Putin to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
I mean, come on.
And, of course, he calls on a liberal outlet.
This
first,
what I'm
right?
saying.
Associated
yeah.
Press, let me call on you. Well, we know, we've reported here before that even now in the press room at the White House, they have to get certain questions approved.
China.
before Psaki will answer them.
China.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. This administration clearly has no transparency. We have a president that cannot handle questions without being rehearsed or told what to say. This man is not a leader. He is a puppet, and he demonstrates it every single time he comes out in public. And by his own admittance, he's like, okay, I've been told who to call on.
I mean, seriously.
As usual, they tell me what to do because I can't come up with how to do it on my own.
Yeah, it's so amazing. And then when he is cornered by the media, because there was quite a few times where, you know, he got cornered by the media and he didn't have a choice but to answer it. You know, he didn't have a choice but to say something, because then it made him look like he's even, you know, weaker than he actually is. And you have to give it to the old man. He at least tried. He at least tried to, you know, to come across like, you know, like he's strong. But you know what? Every time he does, it just shows the rest of the world and anyone who's paying attention that he is not up for the challenge. Mm-hmm. And it just shows everyone. It's to the point to where the liberal media, they're getting upset with Biden because they stood with him through thick and thin. Even when they knew that he shouldn't have been there, they still stuck with him. And because they stuck with him, saying that he's so much better than Trump, he's making them look like idiots without even trying. And then he's even getting in arguments with them. He's even getting in arguments. So let me play this here. And we're going to get to Putin, because I'm going to get to Putin where he talks about January the 6th, because I think it's really important that we address that. But here's a reporter, and if I'm not mistaken, this reporter's from Fox News, and he kind of starts asking Biden about, and I'm going to paraphrase it here, his love relationship with China versus, you know, with Russia, with Putin. You know, so just listen to this.
And also with what you said at NATO, that the biggest problems right now are Russia and China. You've spoken many times about how you've spent perhaps more time with President Xi than any other world leader. So is there going to become a time where you might call him old friend to old friend and ask him to open up China to the World Health Organization investigators who are trying to get to the bottom of COVID-19.
Let's get something straight. We know each other well. We're not old friends. It's just pure business.
So I guess my question would be, you've said that you were going to press China. You signed on to the G7 communique that said the G7 were calling on China to open up, to let the investigators in. But China basically says they don't want to be interfered with anymore. So what happens now?
The impact, the world's attitude toward China as it develops. China's trying very hard to project itself as a responsible and very, very forthcoming nation. That they are trying very hard to talk about how they're taking and helping the world in terms of COVID-19 and vaccines, and they're trying very hard. Look, certain things you don't have to explain to the people of the world. They see the results. Is China really actually trying to get to the bottom of this? One thing we did discuss, as I told you, in the EU and at the G7 and with NATO, what we should be doing and what I'm going to make an effort to do is rally the world to work on what is going to be the physical mechanism available to detect early on the next pandemic and have a mechanism by which we can respond to it and respond to it early. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We need to do that. Thank you.
Wow. You know, first of all, we know it's business with China and Biden. We know that they've had a business relationship for a long time. We know his son has had business relationships with China. And the fact, I mean, he could say that we're not old friends, but they are old friends, right? I mean, there's a reason why they spent so much time together.
I mean, Hunter Biden went over there, and they were cozying up to him. They took him on tour. They took Hunter Biden to see all of the young people.
Right. He's sitting here going, I think what's going to happen is that, you know, people are going to see the results. I mean, they're going to see for themselves. What does that even mean? Literally, investigations are showing more and more that the Wuhan virus most likely came from a lab in China.
Right.
And he's sitting here going, China's trying very hard. President Biden, are you a complete idiot? Are you really that taken by a Chinese communist leader that he's deceiving you? Being like, oh, well, we're trying hard, Biden. Okay, he's trying hard.
A time when the Chinese people told Biden, said, no, we're not coming to White House, but you will meet us in Australia. We're going to tell you
where we
can have a conversation.
Right.
And then there was a time where they were saying that the Biden administration, you know, they see it as no authority. They have no strength. They see them as, you know, I mean, it's so crazy. It is absolutely crazy that the world is treating Biden this way, the Biden administration, and they don't see it. The Democrats don't see it.
I'm surprised that the media even let him get away with such an idiotic response. What do you mean we're going to see it?
Well, he walks away, right? He'll walk away.
Right.
And you know, I'm pretty sure he's like listening in the back of his mind, or the, you know, they're like, oh, they're saying, you know, pull away. Don't talk to the press. Even Psaki was even saying that, you know, he had to have his questions prepared because they don't want him talking to the press. I mean, they've mentioned this so many times, but let me finish this clip here.
It's so funny.
They're
trying really hard, people. China is really trying really hard. That's what we get from President Biden that spent so much time with him. That's the only response we get, is that they're trying really hard.
Yeah. So listen to this part here. This is where this lady, I can't ever recall her name, and she's kind of young, and she's, you know, she used to bash President Trump at every single day, every minute of the day. Well, she's asking Biden a question. Mind you, she's on the side of Biden because she's from the Communist News Network known as CNN, MSD, or, you know, CNN. Just listen to how she talks to him and listen to Biden's response.
What did Trump say about Paul Wheeler and Trevor Richards?
What did he say about Paul
Wheeler and Trevor Richards?
I say again, we can't hear you.
I said the families of the detained Americans came up and we discussed it. We're going to follow through with that discussion. I am not going to walk away on this.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident he changed his behavior. What the hell, what do you do all the time?
So,
when did I say I was confident?
You said in the next 6 months you'd be able to determine.
What I said was, let's get it straight. I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
Well, he said one thing that's true. He's not confident of anything. let me play that part one more time. He says, I'm not confident of anything. I mean, that's true. That part is a true listen.
What? Let's get it straight. I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. Just stating the fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
Listen, now, this is what I want you to hear. Because she's kind of asking some valid questions.
I mean,
valid questions here. I mean, I really don't care for her because she's a total communist socialist liberal.
Right.
But she's asking a valid question here.
Right.
Now, but the thing I want you to listen to is listen to Biden's response to her question. Right? We all get it. Listen.
You don't understand that. You're in the wrong business.
Is there summit with China?
Did you catch it?
Come on quickly, let's go.
He said, if you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. Can someone say that he's in the wrong business?
Because totally.
I mean,
she
straight up asked a legit question,
right?
And he did not get it.
Yeah, it's like he didn't know how to answer it.
No, he didn't.
Let's be honest.
He didn't. He didn't
right.
know how to answer it, so
Let's
he
be
just
honest.
Says that and walk away.
He came out. Putin came out of that meeting,
mm-hmm.
and he was he basically, oh my gosh, honestly, he doesn't feel threatened by Biden. He doesn't feel threatened by Biden's administration. He's not going to change his ways. He and Biden, quite frankly, couldn't even say, listen, we're going to hold him accountable for this. We're going to, you know, cyber, we know that they're doing this. If they keep continue doing it, we're going to do sanctions on them. We're going to do this, that, or other. I mean, Trump would come out and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. If it's found that they're doing this, we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to do this. 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 And Biden's just like, once again, well, we'll see how the world perceives them, and then hopefully things will change.
I know.
What?
I know.
What are you saying?
You know what it is? A lot of, especially the left, they're warmongers. They literally want to go to war with Russia because one of them asked Biden about using military force if they hack another company in the United States of America, which Putin has come out multiple times and said, look, we're not hacking a meat factory in the United States of America. I mean, and if you really think about it, what benefit does Russia have or get out of it for hacking a meat market or a meat factory in the United States of America for $5 million? You know, Putin, he probably walked around with $5 million in his pocket. The man is filthy rich. People don't know exactly how rich he is because he won't tell the world, but they know he's extremely wealthy. So for $5 million, he's like, seriously, he was like, that's chump change. Why I gotta do that? And another thing, on my nightly broadcast, I had this lady call in. Well, I didn't have her call in. She asked you to call in because I opened up the phone lines, and she called in and said that, Will, one thing that I've noticed is that the meat factory that was hacked and then the oil company that was hacked, these are companies that go against their whole idea of the Green New Deal. All of the companies that were hacked were companies that go against the whole leftist movement. And I said, that's a valid point. I'm not saying that, you know, leftists are actually doing it. We can't say that Russia's doing it. They're just making it up. It's like to deflect, they always point the finger at Russia is what I'm seeing. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because they did that for 4 years with President Trump. Russia, Russia, Russia. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Every 4 years.
Boy, I miss that voice.
Every 4 years. It was always Russia, you know? It's crazy. So Biden went and spoke to the press after Putin.
Right. Putin came out first.
He came out first.
And stronger.
And stronger.
And more confident.
And more confident.
And actually answered questions.
Yeah, and then you know what?
That Biden couldn't answer.
What was one of the things that was really amazing to me is that
And I don't even like Putin, so you know what I mean? But I almost like Putin better than I like Biden.
I mean, you know, I mean, seriously.
I mean, just in the way he conducts himself. I mean, he's a communist, don't get me wrong, but he pretty much called out Biden and the Democrats as communists as well. So
Yeah. It's
kind of interesting what he said if you didn't listen to the press conference.
Oh, yeah. I think it was telling, seriously.
Yeah, right.
And they kept saying, well, did you feel threatened at all by Biden? Did he threaten you? And I'm like thinking to myself, I would love to be a fly on the wall in there. Seriously, I'm supposed to be threatened by someone who can't even complete a sentence? I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be threatened by that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's probably in the meeting, and after 2 hours, and I keep bringing this up. Can you imagine, you know how Biden is constantly just having a conversation with himself, or he goes, I'm sorry, I probably should say that, I'm going to get in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's constantly saying that. But then he'll be talking about one subject, then he'll go off on something completely different, then he'll come back. Can you imagine what it's like for the translator? I mean, no one. I'm like, seriously, is it like for the translator?
He probably made him sound a lot smarter than he actually is.
Yeah,
probably.
Because this is stuff that's happening with the translator when he's having these meetings. It's not pre-scripted. You know, there's no teleprompter. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have his cue cards. So this is like just, you know, him trying to have a conversation. So the translator in there, because they speak different languages, it's just amazing to me. But let's talk about January the 6th, because I think it's pretty important. The rest of the world gets what took place on January the 6th, because people wanted their grievances heard. People were frustrated because of what the tyrants have done. Even Putin, even people in Australia, the rest of the world gets it. Putin was asked a question about Biden, saying that he calling him a killer, a murderer. And this, so this news reporter asked Putin this question about what Biden said.
Well, the reporter was asking, if we're talking about the same clip, how he felt about Biden supporting that pro-democratic.
No. This is a different one.
Okay,
this
I'm sorry.
This is one where he asked Putin his thoughts about. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh,
here.
Is this the CNN guy?
No. Just let me talk. Let me just say it.
Set it up.
You're not
I'm
letting
so
me
confused.
Finish.
What are you talking about?
You're not letting me finish. If you give me a second. On MSDNC, they're asking him about Biden. Asking Putin about Biden when Biden said, called Putin a killer, a murderer, right? So Putin's response to it is absolutely beautiful because he brings up what happens on January the 6th. Listen to this.
Okay.
Can I ask you, may I just ask you a direct question? Did you order Alexei Navalny's assassination?
Of course not. We don't have this kind of habit of assassinating anybody. That's one. Number two is, I want to ask you, did you order the assassination of the woman who walked into the Congress and who was shot and killed by a policeman? Do you know that 450 individuals were arrested after entering the Congress, and they didn't go there to steal a laptop? They came with political demands. 450 people have been detained.
That is so powerful that he brought that up and said that. And then you even have the media here that's like, how dare he bring that up? How dare he say that? And then...
Is that the end of the clip?
Yeah, and then Biden, Biden have the nerve to talk about Putin locking up political people that goes against his views. And then Biden tried to say that these people that were attacking were criminals. What? No? No one... I'm gonna play Biden's response to that as well.
It's funny because Putin here a reporter, which you can tell during the interview, Putin doesn't even respect the liberal news here in America, which I don't blame him because neither do I. But it's interesting because here they are calling, basically saying, Putin, you are somebody that will kill extremists. You don't care about free speech. You don't care about anybody that comes up against you or challenges your administration. And Putin's pretty much sitting here going, I don't see any difference between me and Biden. I mean, he just put a whole bunch of people in jail that just had grievances.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of them don't even have misdemeanors or are facing 20, 25 years in prison. And here you are questioning me about who the people are coming up against me. And, you know, your administration is no better than I am. That's kind of how I'm sitting here viewing it. Because I'm sitting there going, man, Putin's like.
Putin, he gets what's happening here. And he sees what the liberal media is trying to do. But you want to listen to Biden's response to some of that? Listen to this.
Did you say that you didn't issue any threats. Were there any ultimatums made when it comes to ransomware? And how will you measure success, especially when it comes to these working groups on Russian meddling and on cybersecurity?
Well, let me stop it right there, too. So this reporter is from, to my understanding, from MSDNC and, you know, on the side of Biden, of course. And she's going to ask Biden a second question about Black Lives Matter because Putin, I'm going to paraphrase it here, basically said that, you know, we don't want Black Lives Matter or groups like that in our country when they're terrorizing people, when they're going around stuff. It was in another one. I don't have it right now.
Oh, you don't have
but,
it.
But listen to Biden here. You'll get the picture here. Listen.
It's going to be real easy. They either, for example, on cybersecurity, are we going to work out where they take action against a ransomware criminals on Russian territory. They didn't do it. I don't think they planned it in this case. And are they going to act? We'll find out. Will we commit? What can we commit to act in terms of anything affecting, violating international norms that negatively affects Russia? What are we going to agree to do? And so I think we have real opportunities to move. And I think that one of the things that I noticed when we had the larger meet is that people who are very, very well informed started thinking, you know, this could be a real problem. What happens if that ransomware outfit were sitting in Florida or Maine and took action, as I said, on their single lifeline to their economy, oil? It'd be devastating. And they're like, you could see them kind of go, oh, we'd do that, but like, whoa. So it's in everybody's interest that these things be acted on. We'll see, though, what happens from these groups we put together. The third one, yes, go ahead.
Mr. President, when President Putin was questioned today about human rights, he said the reason why he's cracking down on opposition leaders is because he doesn't want something like January 6th to happen in Russia. And he also said he doesn't want to see groups formed like Black Lives Matter. What's your response to that, please?
See, that's where she comes in and said that's where she brings it in, talking about groups like Black Lives Matter. I mean, I don't want groups like Black Lives Matter in my neighborhood, in my city, in my state, in my country. But you have a lot of them coming around. And listen to Biden's response about that.
My response is kind of what I communicated, but I think that's a ridiculous comparison. It's one thing for literally criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer.
You hear that? You hear that? Kill a police officer? Are you kidding me? Let me take it back. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. He straight up lied on the world stage.
Literally, criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer, and be held unaccountable. And it is for people objecting and marching on the Capitol and saying, "You are not allowing me to speak freely. You are not allowing me to do A, B, C, or D." And so they're very different criteria. Steve Holland, Reuters.
So he's
an idiot. First of all, the police officer that died inside the Capitol was not killed by anybody that came to the Capitol.
Correct.
They didn't walk in and kill him. He was
Correct.
Killed actually because of one of the gas things that they put off. He had an allergic reaction or something like that. There was a rumor they got hit by a fire extinguisher, but that was absolutely not true. That's absolutely not what happened. What's interesting, though, is then he says basically that Black Lives Matter are the people that are peacefully protesting, which is completely the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because literally BLM has been on the streets terrorizing cities, burning down
Antifa.
Cities, killing people, including police officers have been killed, some shot point blank in the head. I mean, give me a break. And what Putin did, I wish we had the clip, but they basically, one of the black reporters from, was she from CNN?
I think she's from MSDNC.
Okay. Asked Putin about his reaction to Biden supporting or not supporting groups that were protesting Biden or Putin's administration.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, listen, you guys have people in your country, right, that are causing terrorists, you call them domestic terrorists, that are terrorizing people in the streets, but he supports them. But then you have people that break into the Capitol. He said even one woman was shot that was unarmed, right? So he's saying, listen, his administration, a world leader, shot a woman that was protesting his government. And then he just shot her even though she wasn't even armed. So he's basically saying, listen, you're no better than Biden's administration is no better than I am. I don't know why you're questioning me and me not liking people opposing my administration, because Biden is no different than me. That's basically what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's saying, basically, he's a communist leader, and so is Biden and his administration. He said they have 450 people in prison right now. Some don't even have charges against them yet.
Nothing. Nothing.
And they're facing 20, 25 years. So you're sitting here questioning me on holding captives and not liking some of the people coming up against me, but yet your leader and their administration is no better than I am.
Exactly, exactly.
He basically called them hypocrites.
Yeah, 100%. And to prove what we're saying, or to give more evidence of what we're saying, I want you to listen to this. This is Mark Levin. I really do enjoy listening to him. He had this guest on with him that talked about the people that are actually being held right now in the United States of America without due process. And they're trying to, and they wanted the H.R. 3233 bill to pass through, so then that way they can say that, you know, they got these domestic terrorists locked up. But right now they're holding people. Unlawfully. It's ridiculous.
Right,
listen to this.
Right. And it's before you play it, it's just interesting to me how Putin is aware of what Biden's administration is doing, and he's calling them out on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
Absolutely. Listen to this.
My next guest should be getting a Pulitzer Prize for her unbelievable reporting on what's been taking place with these individuals. Subsequent to January 6th, Julie Kelly, she's the senior contributor at the American Greatness site, which is a terrific site, disloyal opposition author. Julie Kelly, you've been writing a lot about this, but not just ubiquitous, very comprehensive, very deep. You've been studying the charges that have been brought against these people. We've got SWAT teams out there. We've got, they're hunting them down all over the place. People who have done nothing violent, maybe they trespassed. What is it that we should convey to the American people about what's taking place here?
Well, Mark, thank you so much for having me on. It's such an honor. I think what the American people need to know is that the U.S. government, Joe Biden's Justice Department, is holding political prisoners in a jail in Washington, D.C., that has been opened up specifically to house January 6th defendants awaiting trial. They've been denied bail. They're living in harsh, almost solitary confinement conditions in this jail. But what's overall happening is we can get into the specifics of what's happening at this jail. I call it the deplorable jail because that's, of course, how the Biden regime views these people. But the FBI and DOJ continues this nationwide manhunt. They've arrested almost 500 people now, mostly for misdemeanor charges related to what happened on January 6th. This is a political persecution against Trump supporters, and the American people need to know what is happening and why it's happening.
Yes. You hear that? And people don't know because they're out of sight, out of mind. They don't know that these people are being detained like this. And everyone who wants to speak out against it, the family members, they shut them down.
Absolutely.
What's the difference between China and the China Joe?
Or what's the difference between them and Putin?
Yeah. I mean, seriously. And Putin is just like, hey, you blaming me for the same thing that you're doing.
Yeah, Putin's like, these people just had grievances. He knows. Even
exactly.
Putin knows. Their intentions was to voice their grievances, and that is it. Their intentions were not to hurt anybody, right? That wasn't the intention. They actually have blown that up to make Trump supporters look bad, but that's not what happened. Even Putin knows it. But Putin knows who's really responsible for what happened there and what is happening to the people that went there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is more of a travesty of what has happened to the people after January 6th than what happened on January 6th.
Yes.
Right? It is absolutely ridiculous that our administration is treating Americans that just wanted to be heard to be put in jail and treated the way they're being. Even Putin is talking about it, people. I'm telling you, he's not stupid. Right? He is not stupid. He is actually calling Biden no better than him or China.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically saying, you news reporters that are out there and you're sitting here criticizing me have no place to criticize me until you look in your own yard.
Exactly. And you know what? They're not going to look at their own selves, and they're not going to pay attention to any of it. You know, I actually had a conversation with Annie, and she brought up something about Biden, and this is kind of a little off the wall here, and it just popped in my head. I want to bring it up. She said that Biden sometimes will probably practice with himself in front of the mirror. Right?
I can see that.
He'll practice with himself in front of the mirror sometimes. And she's just say this probably have a hard time getting. I said, well, I'm going to take what you just said and I'll extend it. He probably does go in front of the mirror and having a conversation, talking to himself, trying to get it right. And then he'll go, huh, what did you say? Can you say it again?
Shut up. Well, you know, it just kind of proves that what we were talking about. As soon as the meeting ended with Putin,
mm-hmm.
Putin comes straight out, mm-hmm. right? He comes out of the meeting ready for the press talk, which is normally what leaders do.
Right.
Somehow Biden ends up on the other side of town, right, in a more controlled situation.
Yes.
Right? Because at this point he has lists of who he can call on and who he can talk to. Come on, people. I mean, if you don't think this is a puppet, right? If you don't think that he needed time. He had to go and ask his whoever's in charge. I don't know who's
Jill.
Pulling his string.
Jill.
Right?
Jill. Jill Biden.
Jill Biden?
She's writing everything for him. They even showed her where she was working hard, you know, writing out the stuff for him, you know. And like you said, they took him to a different location, a controlled environment where they can control it.
Right.
And these are the press members that's going to be able to ask questions.
And here's
who you can call on, because we have the question and the answer for you.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
Give me a break. I mean, come on.
It's really sad, people.
You have been played.
It's really sad.
You have been played.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Whoever voted for him, shame on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's disgusting. It's not. I mean, if anything, this has shown how weak he is,
mm-hmm.
right? And he can't even handle questions from the liberal media that supposedly supports him. He can't even handle those questions. Imagine if he has to answer conservative questions. How would he act then? He would be beside himself. Because
yeah.
Do we have an audio of when they were asking him questions at the airport?
Biden?
Yeah.
We sure do.
Oh my gosh, listen to this, is crazy.
We sure
people.
Do. This is when Biden was at the airport, and you know, it made me think when President Trump was asked questions by members at the airport, and they, you know, was always trying to ask questions to try to just undermine President Trump, or they were blatantly going along with the lie, like the whole thing with Russia. You remember that?
Yeah.
Russia.
But they, you know, when they ask about that,
Russia.
You know, they're quick to ask about that. But listen, here it is with Biden on the term act. Listen.
Caitlin's question that you answered at the very end there, that you came over to talk about. I think at the heart of it was this question of whether or not you seem overly optimistic, given that what we all listen to President Putin essentially say the same old things that he said forever. He's, you know, rejecting all responsibility for all that stuff. And I guess the question that he was trying to get, and maybe you could take another stab at it, is what concrete evidence do you have from these three plus hours that suggests that any movement has been made?
Look, to be a good reporter, you got to be negative. You got to have a negative view of life, okay? It seems to me, the way you all, you never ask a positive question. Why, in fact, having...
You never ask positive questions.
I mean, come on, give me a break. First of all, right, Putin came out and said, listen, I am who I am. I'm going to continue doing the same thing, blah, 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 in your face, whatever.
Right.
Right? So the reporters are just trying to get to the end of it. Like, okay, come on, Biden. Did you make any progress with them? Because we just heard him talk, and it seems like no progress was made. Right? And then Biden comes out and says, well, let's not be negative. Okay? Like, let's not be negative. Okay? Let's all just be positive.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I mean,
I'm sitting here going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, earlier there was a time when they were saying when you went into the meeting with Putin asking Biden, was there any tension? Did you let him have it? Did you tell him what was up? Did you tell him, give an ultimatum saying that you better not do this, you better not do that? Biden probably walked in the room and said, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to meet you today. I'm pretty sure that's how it went.
He's probably like, come on, guy. How you doing?
No, not come on, guy. He's probably saying, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, it is totally embarrassing.
Right now,
come on, man.
The reason why these reporters ask you these questions is because you are supposed to go there and actually address world issues.
And you know what?
Right?
Biden was supposed to make them look good.
Well,
talking about the liberal media.
He's supposed to be America first, and if anything,
we learned that he is
not American first. He is not strong enough to handle these world leaders,
mm-hmm.
right? He probably went in and said, "Now listen. I know you care about what you look like to the world. So,
right.
You know, we're gonna give you a chance, man. We're gonna give you a chance, okay?"
You know what
that chance means, right?
You know what? You're doing it pretty good. You're doing it very well. That's probably what he said. We're going to give you a chance, man.
We're going to give you a chance.
You need to straighten your act up, buddy.
Yeah, I don't need to tell you, or if I need to tell you, then you ain't doing your job.
Yeah, exactly. If I have to tell you how to be a Russian, then you're not really a Russian.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
That's what it made me think
if
about.
If you don't know how to figure out how to be a better leader, then you shouldn't be a leader.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness, this is so wild, and it is really embarrassing.
Oh my God,
it's really embarrassing. We're the laughing stock of the world. America has never looked so weak.
Oh my gosh, and you know what? I'm wondering honestly, if you were the liberal media, whom at one point worshipped the ground that Biden walked on, really,
mm-hmm.
because Biden was supposed to be the answer to America's problems in the eyes of liberals.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, what do you think they're thinking today?
Well, I think a lot of them are giving it a pass. And at the same time, a lot of them are, some of them are kind of upset. Because it's like the clip I played earlier. He's even bashing them and they're on his side.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, don't ask me that question. But I think they're getting upset.
You're in the wrong job.
Yeah, you're in the wrong job.
You asking me hard questions.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
And I think the reason being is that because they were supposed to make them look good. See, they're still concerned about the way they look to the world because they spoke up for Biden. They said this for Biden. They said that for Biden. And now Biden is showing his true colors because he's unscripted in a lot of these cases. They're trying to control it as much as possible. You and I, we were watching Fox News after Putin came out and talked. And Fox News was just like upset because Putin was saying X, Y, Z, and Biden wasn't standing next to him to defend himself or America. But everything Putin was saying was truth. We see it. We don't need Putin to tell us this. What was kind of disturbing to me is that Fox News was siding with Biden. I don't care that Biden is supposedly the president of the United States. We don't side with someone just because they're on our side of the pond. If someone is wrong, they're just wrong. Now, I'm not cozying up to Putin because he has a whole bunch of baggage. He has bad history.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're telling the truth, then the truth is the truth.
Yeah, the truth is hurting us, right?
Yes.
The problem was is Biden wasn't standing next to Putin for damage control. And the reason why he wasn't is because he's not strong enough. He's not a leader. He basically, it's like he got bullied mm-hmm. by Biden.
Yep.
Or,
no,
by
we
Putin.
Got we got bullied by Putin, and Putin didn't
by
have
Putin.
To do anything.
Yeah, and Putin, exactly.
He didn't have to do anything.
Biden felt intimidated to where he couldn't come out there and stand next to Putin. Is that not embarrassing? Biden and his administration literally does not trust that our president is strong enough to stand next to Putin without getting bullet points and being rehearsed what to say. That's not a leader, people. That should scare us. That should scare us that when they're in the meeting face-to-face,
yeah.
Is Biden strong enough then?
No.
Of course he's not.
No, he's not.
This it's really is just an example of how bad
you know what, that's,
the situation
you know what,
was.
You know what? That's a very valid point. If he's in a private meeting with Putin,
right.
having a conversation with him, mm-hmm. how come he can't have the conversation standing next to him
he
in
can't.
Front of the world to see?
Because he's not strong enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
My he's goodness.
A, he honestly... he If anything, Putin and them walked away more confident and more and feeling stronger in their sense that they can do whatever they want to do against America, and Biden's not going to be able to stop them.
Yeah, Biden's not going to. But you know what? It's just like what happened to Israel. Israel's getting attacked for 10 days before the Biden administration decided to come in and try to act like they were, you know, for Israel. Try to act like they were going to stop something. So the rest of the world is seeing this, and guess what? The rest of the world is like, man, America's weak. So if we're going to do something, if we're going to go and try to take another country, conquer, because that's what man has done, they're going to do it now. They're not going to wait to see if Trump's going to get back in office. They're going to do it while the United States of America has a weak administration.
Yeah.
Hands
and,
down.
You know, it kind of irritated me, too, because Biden stood in front of those world leaders saying that conservatism was on its way out in America,
mm-hmm.
that the Republican Party has been diminished and their platform does not have a strong voice anymore and it's going away, which quite honestly is not the truth, right? And I can't imagine any world leader sitting there, just like Putin, he knows exactly what happened on January 6th better than Biden does, is sitting there listening, believing that there's any truth to what Biden is saying.
Yeah. You know what, and to emphasize a little bit more about the world, recognizing that the United States of America right now is the weakest they've ever been, and if they're going to do something, the time would be to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, Iran has sending warships to Venezuela, which becomes a new threat to the U.S. They're sending warships to
Why?
Venezuela.
Why?
Think about that, right? Why? Exactly. What is their need for sending warships to Venezuela? That's South of America, right?
Of
That's
course
South
it is.
America,
yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So they're sending them there. And then China is looking like they're going to take over Taiwan, right? They're talking about that too. It reminds me, and I can't help but think about it, where it talks about wars and rumors of wars. It's
where
just amazing.
About,
to tell
where did
this
you
stuff.
Hear about the warships?
Just Google it. This is I'm reading this right now on Bloomberg.
Oh, it's on
warships,
Bloomberg.
Warships headed to Venezuela is Iran new threat to the U.S. Seriously?
So they're trying to position themselves.
That's what it looks like to me. And, you know, to my understanding, Iran and Russia, they kind of like cozy up a little bit, right? Just a little bit. And then with what's going on with China, China's already said that they're not going to, you know, listen to Biden. If Biden wants to talk, he's going to have to do what they say. Because you know what it is? China sees themselves now as the number one power in the world. That's what it is. China sees himself that way. And it's due part to the left, to the Democrats, to Nancy Pelosi, to all of them, what they did this past November, January. Now China is like, we're the number one in the world. No longer is the United States number one because they have an idiot in the White House. They're destroying their country from within, and China's helping us. The big tech social media companies are doing exactly what China wants them to do to the American people. So China has literally taken over the United States of America, and we have them and it really appears to be that they're getting ready to conquer Taiwan and whatever else they can.
Yeah.
And it's not nice. And I saw one part on there that said that it looks like that Iran is shipping weapons to Venezuela.
So apparently Iran and Venezuela have had a close relationship since Hugo Chavez was in power. We already know that Venezuela is totally corrupt, right?
Right.
But it's also interesting that Kamala Harris and them are talking about sending money
to Venezuela,
down to Guatemala
and
Venezuela.
Yeah.
Right, like billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, wait a minute. And Iran is going to bring you some weapons, so we'll send you the money so you can pay for it.
It's very confusing what's happening. I'm not really sure. I know. You know what? It's interesting to see what's going to be happening here in the next couple months.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, China, they built these islands where they can take planes off, and they got military personnel. It's just what's happening right now is just so interesting. And this didn't happen under President Trump. You know, when President Trump was going around to the world, remember that time he went to India? And thousands of people, they said, if I'm not mistaken, they said 100,000 people, 100,000 plus people showed up to hear him speak. 100,000 in India alone. He went to Saudi Arabia. They loved him. Yeah. He went to Israel. They loved him.
Right.
So I mean, he was bringing countries together for this peace agreement. Right. They were giving a Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize. You know, I haven't heard anything else about it, but because the Nobel Peace Prize really leans left, they probably made sure that President Trump didn't receive any of them. It's just.
Yeah, so I'm reading this article in Bloomberg, as you directed us to go to. It says, a reason for these ships being there, it says another option is that, or it says Venezuela Navy has several potential uses for the Iranian missile boats. The most obvious would be to harass Colombian warships, which often operate in the waters of the Southern Caribbean. The two nations are involved in several territorial disputes, and the Colombia has attempted to provide U.S.-supplied food aid to Maduro's opposition. Another option is for Venezuelans to use the Iranian boats to protect and escort merchant vessels violating U.S. sanctions or involved in narcotic smuggling.
And this is Venezuela, which is completely corrupt, where people can't find food.
And let me tell you something.
The
you
zoo animals gone.
That Biden's administration doesn't know this is happening.
Oh, of course the Obama administration knows.
You know what?
Going
if
on.
Trump knew this was happening, he would be like, you know what?
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, the Pentagon would be like, you know what, Mr. President, Donald J. Trump, what do you want to do? Let's do it. What do we got to do? But they don't do that. They do just the opposite. This is crazy, people. This
you
is
know
crazy.
What? Like I said before, if you voted for Biden, shame on you. You have literally destroyed our country, embarrassed our country,
yep,
and probably have changed it forever.
Yep, absolutely. And it's not even a movie. It's like surreal. We're actually having this conversation. And just to see it unfold is just completely stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if you know, talking about, you know, borders here, Kamala Harris today took the time. Finally, she came to Texas. Did you know that?
Did she actually come to Texas,
she
or did
yeah, she actually?
Or did they? Or did, no. She visited Texas.
She visited Texas, but you know what? People, it's not what you think it's for. You know, you would think she came to Texas to
for the
visit
border.
The border,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Because she,
right here.
Biden administration put her in charge of the border, but we all know that she doesn't care about the border. But she came to talk to the Democrats in the Senate, the Texas Senate and House that walked out on the Voting Act that was supposed to go through here in Texas. She wanted Texans to know that she's here to protect the vote here in Texas. Basically, she wants to federalize the vote.
Yeah.
And she went.
And you know, she comes to
Texas,
state of Texas, right?
Yeah,
think about it.
She wants the Texas Democrats not to pass pass.
Yeah,
the
basically, we want to make sure
that the Republicans. Want
yeah,
to
basically, they've like the Republicans are saying your vote counts as your vote, your single vote. You're American citizen, you voted. That's it. There's nothing went wrong in Texas, right? Texas went to President Trump, but they see something went wrong in Texas because it didn't go to Biden the way they wanted it
and
to.
And it's so funny because she sits there and she says, we want everybody's vote to count. But literally, instead of having voter ID, which most countries actually require you to have voter ID. Right?
You know what?
But what she wants, what they want, is that you just have an affidavit saying that who I say I am.
So let's get this straight.
What?
Let's get this straight. You don't have to have a voter ID to vote.
Right.
But these liberal states want to make sure that you have a vaccine card. How does that work?
Right.
But and you know what? You'll get in trouble if you get a fraudulent vaccine card. But you don't need an ID to vote.
Nope.
Just say you're somebody. Make something up.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know what? And she says it's not about Republicans or conservatives. Well, that's a lie. I mean, about Republicans or Democrats, that's a lie. They know that if they get H.R. 1 passed, they will stay in power.
Yep.
Right? That's what communist countries do. That's what China did. That's what Russia did. And I'm telling you, as Putin pointed out, the Biden administration is no different than Russia.
No different.
I should take it back. America is different than Russia.
America
but
is.
But Biden's administration is not different.
The Biden administration is no different. Locking up people without due process, and it's just, wow, people.
And basically lying, right?
And basically lying.
Saying that you oppose me, I'm going to put you in jail.
Yep.
And I'm going to give you 20, 25 years.
Well, and like I
Come
mentioned,
on now.
That's why they wanted to do the H.R. 3233, so then that way they can just do a subpoena on anyone that they wanted to and just lock them up. They were going to do the same. They were going to lock up President Trump with that. But because of Manchin, he went out there and said, no, I'm not going to do this. And the only way they were going to push it, the only way it was going to happen is if they made it to where they got rid of the filibuster. But because they couldn't get rid of the filibuster, that was it.
I hope he stays strong.
You know what?
I truly do.
Talked to my buddy Jamal, because he's from Virginia, to my understanding. So he's saying that he's probably going to stay that way because Virginia went to Trump. Virginia went to Trump.
Well, you know, it's important. There's a reason why it's set up the way it is, right? Because when one party is in total control, if you get rid of the filibuster, literally the Democrats could pass anything and everything, and there will be no chance for the Republicans to have a balance
or
a voice at all. Yeah, basically
the so-called democracy, how they keep saying it, it would be done with, because it won't be a democracy. It'll be what they want from here on out forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. So anyways, we're here at the end. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Please do me a favor. Send a text. Type WILL and text it to 88202. Okay? Text WILL to 88202. You got it? Do me a favor. Do it for me now. Do it. You'll get awesome information that you need to know about from the American Truth Project. Again, thank you, everybody, for being here. And we will see you next Thursday.
Yep. God bless.
God bless, everybody.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.